This is Michael Cush, KUSCH, and I am a member of the regional Rutherford County Regional Planning Commission.
All right. All right. So Monday night, you spoke with attorney, and your purpose for doing so was what?
Michael, the question, I rose a question to our attorney on the staff near the end of our regular meeting and asked a simple question, point of information, really, to make sure this body, that being the Planning Commission, still had the right or authority or the opportunity to exercise a revote, to basically revisit that mosque plan, the one that we voted on in May of 2010, so they could go ahead through the proper eyes of Corlew, which would be proper advertising in some kind of a media that would be distributed more thoroughly throughout the county, and then at that point in time bring that up for another vote. It would be my hope, and I will not speak for the entire Planning Commission, but it would be my hope that may be the easiest way for them to get their occupancy permit, which was denied by them by Judge Corlew in his last ruling. There's been no talk among the Planning Commission to bring that forward. I was just simply asking a question as if we still had that opportunity to do so. One of the things I think really as a Planning Commission we are waiting for at this point in time is a little guidance back from the ICM. They're the ones that are kind of held hostage on this, and we need to see from them or hear from them what they would really like us to do. So at that point in time, until that happens, I think we're just going to continue to wait for the appeals process and see what a judge might rule on that decision.
Yeah, and just to make sure I understand, your concern and the reason for the question is that you were wondering if the fact that the appeal is going to go forward, you were wondering if that would preclude you from rescheduling this vote. Is that the case?
Well, again, I'm not an attorney, and I don't know exactly. I would assume, and that's a dangerous thing, I would assume if a judge ruled in our favor through the appeals process that the ICM could go ahead then and be granted their occupancy permit. Now, that's a big assumption. I don't have a legal background, but that would be what my thought process would be. And if that appeals process takes too long, which it very well could, it could be over a year, then what does the mosque do in the meantime when their building is finished and they do not have an occupancy permit? So my hope would be that somehow we could expedite the ability for them to move into their building. And if that means perhaps bringing this back up for a revote in the Planning Commission, the site plan revote, then maybe, you know, that's an option we need to weigh. And I just wanted to make sure when I asked that question Monday night that we still had that option as a body to re-advertise the site plan in the proper channels and bring that back up to a vote. That sounded like that's the only thing Corlew, that would be even a suggestion that Corlew said we could do, is to go ahead and bring it back up for a vote. Now, we're probably a long way from that. Again, we want to hear from the mosque or the ICM, and see what plan they have.
Yeah, and so again, just to make sure I'm understanding, you felt like at least that was in fact the guidance that you got from the attorney was that was an option if the board chose to take it.
You mean to re-advertise the?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And start over. Like yes, that's it. That's exactly how I recollect and understand the conversation.
Yeah, all right. And as far as the appeal, have the county attorneys given you any guidance? You mentioned it could be as much of a year. Have the county attorneys given you any suggestion as to when that appeal might be heard?
No. his comments Monday night were basically, it's a time-consuming process. There are oral arguments that have to be prepared and heard. And he said just, you know, they could take as long as 6 to 15 months, I think, is what his response was. But, you know, apparently it's not a, the appeals process is not just as easy as most things should be.